Welcome to Side Notes by Zerodha Varsity. I am Vineet Rajani, and today we will discuss one of the boldest business experiments in India, the once fabled People's Car. It was a 1 lakh rupee miracle machine that was a dream for every middle class Indian, but ultimately ended its journey probably with a confused identity. I am talking about the Tata Nano. Was the Nano a masterstroke or a lesson in business failure? Like an onion, we will peel every aspect of the Nano to take home lessons, both good and bad. Let's dig in. Nano was the smallest car, smaller than a Maruti Suzuki Alto. So legroom was also limited. The earlier versions did not even have power steering or air conditioning. Usually, a car's engine is in the front, but the Nano's engine was at the back. Therefore, its storage capacity was also limited. You could put a few grocery bags in your Nano, but probably not enough luggage for a family's weekend trip. It was a small, sleek car, perfect for cruising the urban traffic, but not so much for a family's road trip. When it had such limited features, you might think what was so special about the Nano. It was the price point. The Tata Nano was launched in 2009 at a very affordable price of just 1 lakh rupees, or just $2,000 according to the USD-INR conversion rate of the time. For perspective, today in 2025, you wouldn't even find a scooter for 1 lakh rupees. So what was Tata Motors' motivation behind launching such an affordable car? It was the empathy of a man who continues to remain India's most adored businessman even after his death, Ratan Tata. It was in the late 1990s that while traveling on the roads of Mumbai, Mr. Ratan Tata saw a family of four on a scooter in the rain. He thought to himself, there has to be a safer way. A solution that even India's middle class or the lower middle class could afford. That thought is what gave birth to an extremely affordable car. It took almost 10 years for this idea to become a reality when Tata Motors launched the Tata Nano in 2009. The engineers who developed the Nano had to operate under strict budgets to keep the costs low. Mr. Tata was personally involved in design reviews. When Tata Motors opened bookings for the Nano, it received over 2 lakh bookings or 200,000 bookings within 17 days. It then stopped taking any more bookings until it could handle production and sales on a larger scale. The world was watching. Other car makers in India, like Toyota and Maruti Suzuki, said that the Nano could open a new market for the passenger car industry. This is like the blue ocean strategy of Liquid Soaps or Colgate's Brush Twice Daily campaign that we discussed in an earlier episode. It does not create new competition for the existing market. Rather, it expands the market. Tata Nano was not competing with other cars. It was essentially competing with bikes and scooters. Global car makers were enamored too. They wanted to learn lessons in frugal engineering from Tata Motors. But not all was hunky-dory. Many observers sounded a note of caution. Caution 1. Investment analysts were worried about the costs. To sell a car for 1 lakh to the customer meant that the cost of production had to be much lower than that. After all, they had to leave some margins for the dealers too. They believed such a low-cost production model was not sustainable. Many feared that the Nano was being sold at 1 lakh only due to vanity and ego. The actual cost could not sustain such a low price tag. Or worse, such a low-cost production was achieved by compromising heavily on quality and safety. And that brings us to caution number 2. International observers raised concerns about the Nano's safety and environmental impact. Their concerns were validated when Tata Motors said that the Nano could not be sold in the Western markets because it did not meet their stringent safety and emission standards. Some international observers also feared that in a developing country like India, if everyone started owning a car, traffic would only worsen. They felt it was irresponsible to promote car ownership when the infrastructure was inadequate. Tata supporters retaliated, saying the solution was to improve the infrastructure and traffic management and not deny Indians an affordable car. Caution 3. Some Indian analysts pointed out the problem with Tata Nano's cheap car positioning. As the world's cheapest, it was not just a people's car, it was a poor man's car. It was a branding debacle. Status-conscious customers would not buy a Nano. In fact, a status-conscious customer might not want to buy any car from Tata Motors, the car maker that sells a poor man's car. On a side note, It is a very simple lesson in branding that many businesses have used to expand their product portfolio. For instance, Maruti Suzuki always had an image of a car maker that makes value cars, but not premium cars. Someone wanting to buy a premium car would usually never consider Maruti Suzuki cars. So when it wanted to launch a new line of premium cars, it started selling them under the Nexa-branded showrooms. By selling only premium cars and not any of its value-driven models through Nexa, Maruti Suzuki managed to create a differentiation in the minds of its customers. It is also the reason why Hindustan Unilever sells soaps under so many different brand names. Someone seeking premium feel and aroma would consider a Pond's, Dove or Pears, but not Lifebuoy. This is despite the fact that all these are HUL soap brands. Now back to our cute little Nano. Nano's first challenge had nothing to do with its product features. In fact, it was the ill-fated decision to locate the Nano's first factory in Singur, West Bengal, which led to political protests, production delays, relocation costs, and late deliveries. For no fault of their own, the early excitement around Nano fizzled out. But when the Nano actually started selling, Tata Motors got a reality check. The safety concerns raised at the time of launch became an actual danger. Several Nanos caught fire. Images of burning Nanos went viral. Tata Motors recalled cars to fix issues and insisted that all Indian safety standards were met. But comparisons to other cars scarred the Nano's image as unsafe. 3 years after launch, sales were still far below the initial expectation of selling 2.5 lakh or 250,000 Nanos a year. Ratan Tata insisted that the Nano was not a flop. He attributed the setbacks to execution missteps such as insufficient advertising, an inadequate dealer network, and production delays. If that was the case, something had to be done to revive sales. So Tata Motors rolled out updated Nano models with new features like power steering, suspension, and air conditioning. It also expanded financing options. Then in 2015, Tata Motors launched the Nano Gen X with more features and an automatic gearbox. By this time, Tata Motors was trying to position the Nano as a trendy, compact urban vehicle, similar to how Volkswagen positioned the Beetle. Of course, these updated models were priced higher. The highest variant was upwards of 3 lakh rupees, a far cry from the promise of a 1 lakh rupee car. But the market already had trendier options around that price point, such as Hyundai Eon, Renault Kwid, and Datsun Redigo, to name a few. As years passed by, pessimism around Nano continued growing. Industry experts increasingly viewed the Nano as a case of unmet expectations. You see, the Nano was initially launched for those who regularly traveled on two-wheelers. But those consumers still found two-wheelers as an easier option. A two-wheeler could still be maneuvered faster than a Nano. Also, two-wheelers were still far more fuel-efficient. Then the Nano was positioned as a compact urban car for those looking to groove past city traffic. The price point of 2.5 to 3 lakhs was also appropriate for such customers. But wouldn't such customers be thinking, hey, I buy a car for 3 lakhs but it would still be called a 1 lakh rupee car or the world's cheapest car. It could be compact and urban, but surely not trendy. Then came a battle of titans at Tata Sons. Following a period of tension and disagreements, Cyrus Mistry, the then chairman of Tata Sons, and Mr. Ratan Tata, the patriarch of the Tata Group, had a fallout. When Mistry was abruptly ousted from his position as the chairman of Tata Sons in 2016, he wrote a confidential letter to the Tata Sons board, which later became public. In that letter, he wrote, "The Nano product continues to lose money. As there is no line of sight to profitability for the Nano, any turnaround strategy should be, in our view, stopped." Emotional reasons had kept the project alive. Touted by some as visionary, while criticized by others as Mr. Tata's ego, the Nano soldiered on for nearly a decade. Sales never picked up, and finally, in 2018, Tata Motors quietly discontinued the Nano. As an idea, the Nano pushed boundaries. It proved that a functional car could be made at a price point that the world thought impossible. It sparked global conversations on frugal innovation. And it made other automakers take lessons on execution, product design, and branding. My takeaways from the Nano? 1. Indian consumers are value conscious, not just price conscious. 2. The vision must be met with realistic goals. A noble thought may not always be feasible. And 3. Bold business experiments are important, even if they fail, because they spur innovation among competitors. And that brings us to the end of a not-so-nano episode about the Tata Nano on Side Notes by Zerodha Varsity. We will be back with yet another interesting story in the next one. Until then, happy learning. Disclaimer: the stocks or financial instruments discussed in this podcast are meant for educational purposes only. Please do not consider them recommendations or financial advice of any form.